This week, a federal judge placed Wyoming's wolves back on the endangered species list after ruling that the state's management plan did not offer adequate protections for the wolves. The plan that the state and federal government negotiated would keep the number of wolves that are outside of the national parks to over 100 wolves and 10 breeding pairs. But the judge ruled that Wyoming's plan was not binding. It led to some scrambling by the state, as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Despite the claims of some in the environmental community, the judge generally supported Wyoming's management plan. But since the population numbers were not legally binding, she agreed with environmental groups who argued that the wolves are at risk long term, especially since Wyoming's plan says that wolves can be shot on sight in most of the state.
I think that this is a significant indication that Wyoming's wolf management program, which was the most hostile of any of the states in the Northern Rockies, is not a good prescription for compliance with the Endangered Species Act.
That's Earth Justice attorney Tim Presso, who argued against the state plan. Presso admits that with a trophy game zone in northwest Wyoming that protects wolves, except at a time of year when they can be hunted, Wyoming's wolf plan did lead to a conservative number of wolf kills. But he also noted that the plan was under litigation. So while the state behaved initially, he said there were no guarantees that the plan would remain in effect in the future. And he's hopeful that the state will move to protect wolves and not kill them.
Wyoming's law that treated wolves as vermin that could be shot on sight throughout 85% of the state is no longer in effect, and wolves will be managed to conserve and recover them.
But the state acted quickly and asked for a stay of the judge's ruling and then had the Game and Fish Commission adopt a rule that essentially puts Wyoming's wolf plan into law. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says the rule should address the concerns of the judge, and he hopes she acts quickly because the state's wolf hunt is looming. Mead says the facts show that the plan has worked.
Even with a predator area, there's not sort of this mass killing that some of those who opposed it predicted. And in fact, the trophy game area, we didn't fill all the licenses last year. And in the predator area, you know, it's pretty steady, but we're well above the 100, and we're closer to 200.
Game and Fish Director Scott Talbot says the state has shown that its management of wolves is more successful than federal management.
If you look at the take of wolves by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for damage and depredation and those type of things prior to state management, we have reduced that number significantly.
Most of those who worked hard to get wolves delisted are trying to be patient. Ken Hamilton with the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation hopes the judge does not delay too long, mostly because many ranchers seem to be confused about what they can and cannot do.
You're somewhat putting the folks in the state of Wyoming into peril legally if they're under the mistaken impression that they can take a wolf harassing their livestock or something like that, only to find out later that they just violated the Endangered Species Act.
Few have fought longer against having wolves in the state than Jim McGagna, who heads up the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. But he is resigned to the fact that wolves are here to stay, and he likes Wyoming's management plan. After reading the court ruling, McGagna is confident that the judge will give management back to the state. But he also thinks the issue is far from over.
I was looking at an article written several years ago yesterday that said that for some of the environmental community, the wolf is the cash cow. I think after 20 years, it continues to be the cash cow, and I think there will be challenges in the future.
McGagna adds that while ranchers, wolves, and even those who enjoy wolves can coexist, well, those environmentalists, that may be another matter.
No doubt in my mind that others out there see the wolf and some of these other iconic species as a land use control mechanism or a way to get rid of livestock grazing on public land.
In other words, no matter what happens with this case, McGagna plans on more legal fights in the future. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Bob Beck.